It is Women of Influence Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined on the phone there right now with Christine Mitchell, who is the Economic Development Officer for the town of Petawawa. Christine, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I appreciate it.
So let's get right into it. Obviously, you have quite the job title, and a lot of it has to deal with experience and, working your way up in your career. Where exactly did you get the start in being such in this kind of field and to get to where you are at this point?
Well, quite honestly, my family background, my father, Mike Alexander, was in retail all of his life. He's probably well known for his days in Woolworths, Woolco, and before his retirement in Walmart. My mom was in the hospitality industry, Marilyn Alexander, hotels specifically throughout here in Pembroke, actually. So I've lived it and breathed it. When I went to school, I put myself through school by working in the restaurant industry and then maintained that post school, just because it was a great opportunity to earn some extra money. So I've had a flavor of working in retail, hospitality, and in the restaurant industry pretty much all my life since I could, in every facet of those fields as well, from cleaning rooms to folding shirts in the men's department to working in the sewing department at the grocery store to closing a restaurant at the end of a busy day, So when I went to school, for business marketing with Algonquin College out of Ottawa. And after school, I had the opportunity to go up to Iqaluit, Northwest Territories. And while I was in Iqaluit, I had the opportunity to work as a property manager for a company called Frobisher Developments Limited. So I used some of my skills working for both residential and commercial tenants and managing some properties. And, of course, I did also work in a restaurant while I was there. I managed, actually, a couple of restaurants during my time there. I transferred then to Yellowknife, and I was the banquet coordinator for the Explorer Hotel. And I worked there for a couple of years before returning to the Valley when I had my first child. And then I started working for the Chute Coulanges over on the Pontiac side as the director. And then I started also working for the CLD Pontiac as a special projects coordinator for them. So that's kind of my history in a nutshell. And then I did some contract work. I did work for the OVTA doing a contract. I worked for the Ottawa River Power Corporation for a contract, and I did a few contracts as well for the town of Petawawa. And then when a full-time position became available, I was lucky enough to take that on and then work my way eventually to being the Economic Development Officer here for the town.
It is Women of Influence Day here on MyFM. Our guest right now is Christine Mitchell, of course, the Economic Development Officer for the town of Petawawa. Now, Christine, obviously for the past year and a little bit, COVID has played a major role in our daily lives and especially in how businesses are able to operate. So from that point of view, have you really seen how maybe some local businesses have struggled or maybe kind of strived with this new opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. And nobody's story is the same. Everybody's story is absolutely different. And the longer the pandemic went on, the more things did change, whether, to the negative or to the positive. Initially it was about understanding that, we were in a situation and we needed to act quickly and businesses had to pivot and maybe go from in-person services to the online services and the challenges of getting there. Then it was, more so supply and demand issues. Then it was, human resources and managing it. And then, the health aspect for some of our business owners and trying to be all things and do all things. And while they're like that normally, when you're an entrepreneur, you do all things. You are all things to your business. But when you're in a pandemic and still doing all of that, it can definitely be a challenge. And so we acknowledge that, for our business community, this has been an especially difficult time.
Now, for maybe some young, you know, students who are currently going through to maybe get a position eventually like yours, or who are maybe thinking of a career in municipal politics, or you know, the whole economic spinoff for a municipality, what would you kind of recommend to them, or do you have any words of wisdom?
Yeah, I think you just have to have a passion for helping people, for wanting to support them in any way they can and to succeed. You know, obviously you can come to become an economic development officer, not just by taking, you know, a specific program. It can come from all facets, from, you know, the marketing background, from a vast array of experience or interest in the tourism field. Drive and determination and a passion, I think, are what got me to where I am, and I'm proud to be here, and I'm proud of the Petawawa businesses that I get to support, and of course all the businesses across Renfrew County. I think this is an awesome place. Obviously, I'm from here. I left for a while, but I did return, and I'm raising my family here. So it's a great opportunity to live and be in the Valley.
And again, it is Women of Influence Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson. Our guest right now has been Christine Mitchell with the Town of Petawawa. Christine, thank you so much for joining us today, and keep up all the great work that you've been doing, and we appreciate all the great things that you're able to bring to the Town of Petawawa for us.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I do appreciate it.